say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep.
Gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
King on Bethlehem's
is plain. Gold I bring to crown him again.
Thank you. and shall be. Grace and peace to you all. Called to be a reconciling people, we gather to experience the birth of the Christ child, one who confounds expectations, upsets the established order, and uprights the downtrodden.
Let us remember, the first candle is for the hope of reconciliation with the land. The second candle is for the peace we seek in the water that flows in and through it. The third candle is for joy in the life we share with all the inhabitants of this planet. The fourth candle is for love to unite the genders and generations of your beloved people.
Tonight, we light the final candle, the Christ candle, for Christ is born anew amongst us. Our Advent waiting is complete, yet our yearning for justice is but rekindled as we continue to work and wait, call for, and co-create God's final reconciliation of all things. Let us pray. God of reconciliation, source of all life, may we see Christ with the wonder and curiosity of a child. May we find Christ flowing through your beloved waters and healing your beloved land. May we wait on Christ, the reconciler of nations and peoples, whose reign of justice will never end. Amen. And welcome to St. James Westminster. We are so happy that you are able to join us this evening, that we are able to gather here, albeit in a different way than we normally would on a Christmas. But we are so glad that you've decided to spend your time with us here this evening. Just a few notes for the service. This will look a little bit different than your average Christmas service that you may be used to. Because of our COVID restrictions, we do request that you remain in the seat that you've been assigned for the duration of the service, that you keep your mask on throughout the entire service. You may sing, and please join in with us when we are singing the Christmas hymns, but we do require you to keep your mask on. When we get to Eucharist, and I will remind you when we get to this part, I'm going to ask you to remain seated in your pews. If you would like to stand up, you can stand up. If you'd like to kneel down, you can kneel down. If you'd like to stay seated, you can stay seated, and I will bring communion to you. This evening, we will have communion of one kind, the host. There will be wine on the table as representative of the blood of Christ, but we will not be sharing in the common cup this evening. And now, I would invite you all to take a deep breath, to relax, to sink into the joy of this season as we begin our worship. Let us pray. Eternal God, this holy night is radiant with the brilliance of your one true light. As we have known the revelation of that light on earth, bring us to see the splendor of your heavenly glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And I would invite you to remain seated for the first reading.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord. Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." The Gospel of Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. What a beautiful sentiment, and such a familiar one. I don't know about you, but there's something about hearing that message in this place, after all that's happened over the last 2 years, that just makes it feel, I don't know, more meaningful, perhaps. I think it's probably a little bit because I grew up in the Anglican Church, so I was at every church service on Christmas Eve, and I've probably heard every iteration of a Christmas homily under the sun since there's only a 3-year lectionary cycle. And honestly, I feel a little bit like, what can you say about Christmas? It's Christmas. It's magical and miraculous and beautiful and wonderful and joyful. And there is just something that brings us back here each year. Whether we spend the rest of those Sundays in the pew or not, there's just something that speaks to our hearts at this time of year in that story. Good news of great joy, glory to God, peace on earth. And I think there's something that speaks to us this year after everything that we've been through. Now, I don't know about you, but I really love Christmas. It's my favorite holiday. And maybe like some of you, I have traditions that are integrally linked to Christmas that I have to do. And there are songs and symbols and even decorations that are inextricably linked, tied to memories for me. And so Christmas has always had this kind of magic. It's a certain kind of sparkle. And as I've gotten older and Christmas started to change, it was a little hard. I didn't like not waking up at the crack of dawn to open presents. Well, actually, I woke up at 5 a.m. and it was the one day of year my mom didn't have to drag me out of bed because I'm not a morning person. And my mother, who was always cheerful and alert at 5 a.m, wanted to sleep until noon. So it was the one day a year we had a tug of war over whose sleep pattern was gonna win. But there was something sad about not racing to the tree to see what Santa had brought me that year, although Santa did still bring me things. And then I moved away. And it was harder to do those things like decorating the tree with my sister and baking cookies with my grandma and going for walks to look at the lights with my mom. My sister got married, and now there was more time that needed to be split between different families. And eventually I got ordained, and I couldn't be at home on Christmas Eve, sitting in the pew with my family. I've eaten sandwiches the last 3 years to get in between services. So everything was different. It all changed. And I'm sure, even just over the last 2 years, it has for many of you. Last year, we lost Christmas. We didn't get to gather. There was no full service with joy and bustling. There was no singing. There was no friends visiting. There were no big parties. It all changed. And this year, we get to come back, but it's smaller. There's no pageant. We have to socially distance. And we don't really know what next year is going to bring for us. And for me, it's going to be the first Christmas that I spend without my mom. Christmas is different. And for a long time, I thought that that meant it wasn't going to be as special. It wouldn't be as magical. There wouldn't be as much joy here. But I realized something. The magic of Christmas was never in the bigness and the brightness. It was never in the perfect Hallmark holiday moment or a special Christmas card picture. Christmas is magic because of the parents and grandparents who have worked so hard to make this one day sparkle. It's magic because of the friends who love you and the memories of those we hold dear. All the places and times that have touched our hearts so strongly that we remind ourselves of them every year on this day. It's magic because we can hear the same nativity story every December and still listen with wonder and awe. Because we come to the birth of a baby, kneel at the manger, and marvel at the great work of love that God has wrought. Christmas Eve is miraculous because this is what Christmas Eve is for. It is the breaking of light into the darkness, the gift of love made visible, the word made flesh. It is hope in hopeless places, joy where grief hangs heavy, peace in a time of turbulence and unrest, abundance in a time of scarcity. This Christmas feels new and old, different and the same. And it will be hard and unusual and familiar and comforting, and it will always be like that. Because we will always be changing, and creation will always be moving. But this is our center, that born to us, born like us, born a baby to poor parents, born wrapped in cloths and a manger, is a Savior. A Savior who will change our lives, who will change the world, who will make us new, who will make us whole, who God has given out of his immense love for us. There's really nothing new I can say this Christmas, because Christmas is what it always is, the time when we are loved so fully, so wholly, so completely. The time when God calls in the wise and the powerful, the poor and the lowly to bend the knee. The time when God comes down, is made human in all its frailty and humbleness. It's the time when miracles fill the air, when angels sing great tidings, when joy finds the hardest heart, and when memories wrap us with love. This is the time when we gather to sing, to pray, to worship together, to welcome our Savior. The time when we join each other here, one heart and one mind, no matter where the year has taken us. This is the time that we give glory to God, for peace has come to the earth. Merry Christmas. Amen. And I would invite you all now to take a position of prayer, either standing, sitting, or kneeling.
Emmanuel, God with us. As we celebrate God's coming to us as a human child, we bring the needs of our world before the God we can trust. We pray for all those who worship God in every country of our world. We pray for the grace to know and love God more deeply. Emmanuel, God with us. We pray for those who are spending this Christmas apart from those they love. We pray for those whose celebrations are tempered with sorrow or fear. Emmanuel, God with us. We pray for peace in the Holy Land and for all who now live in the city of Bethlehem. Emmanuel, God with us. We pray for those working over Christmas, for all women giving birth and all babies being born today. We pray for their homes and families. Emmanuel, God with us. We pray for those in our community in need of prayer. Dan Lemansky, Pat Collette, Bill Carswell, Diane Fuster, Anna Woodson, Sylvia Brightwell, and Chris Briglia. Emmanuel, God with us. We pray for those being born into eternal life through the gate of death and commend them to God's love and mercy. Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the extraordinary love you show for us in entering our world through the natural channel of birth. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now I will invite you to share a signal of the peace with your eyes or hand gesture. The peace of the Lord be always with you and also with you. Of light and gladness, accept all we offer on this joyful feast. May we grow up in him who unites our lives to yours, for he is Lord, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit and the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. Now, as our Savior taught us, we say, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen." We break the bread of life, and that life is the light of the world. God here among us, light in the midst of us, bring us to light and life. The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, before we begin communion, I will just remind you to please stay in your pews. If you'd like to stand up to receive, feel more than free to do so. I will come to you with the host. If you would like to receive a blessing instead of communion, please just indicate that by crossing your hands across your chest. And I will invite you to listen to the wonderful music as we take communion. Father of all, tonight you have united earth and heaven in sending your Son to take our human nature. May we who have tasted heavenly things share in the life of his eternal kingdom. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus. Forever and ever. Amen. May the Father, who has loved the eternal Son from the foundation of the world, shed that love upon you, his children. May Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly, fill you with joy and peace. May the Holy Spirit, by whom Mary became the God-bearer, give you grace to carry the good news of Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The train has gone. What did she name him, my Lord? What did she name him, oh my Lord? What did she name him, my Lord? The people keep coming, but the train has gone. Named him baby Jesus, my Lord. Named him baby Jesus, oh my Lord. Named him baby Jesus, my Lord. The people keep coming, but the train has gone. She lay him, my Lord. Where did she lay him, oh my Lord? Where did she lay him, my Lord? The people keep coming, but the train has gone. Lay laid him in a manger, my Lord. Laid him in a manger, oh my Lord. Laid him in a manger, my Lord. The people keep coming, but the train has gone. Train has gone.